Our next story started out as a mystery. First, reporter Bruce Wallace noticed that New York City is teeming with Brazilian visitors. Then he found out that the number of Brazilians visiting the Big Apple has exploded in recent years, a 500% increase since 2005. So Bruce decided to try and figure out why.
Okay, I'll admit it. When news came out a few months ago that, in Brazil, you could pay $30 for a cheese pizza, it didn't actually seem like such a big deal. See, I live in New York City where, as the great American humorist Howard Stern once said, everything costs $1 million. $30 pizzas happen here. But then I started looking into why New York City has become such a hot destination for vacationing Brazilians. One reason? Because New York City, where everything is $1 million, is way cheaper than Brazil. Denise Fadi and three other well-coiffed friends were coming out of the Apple store in the Manhattan neighborhood of Soho. They said Apple products are sold in their native Sao Paulo, but they're a lot more expensive.
About three times more, I think.
The quartet makes regular trips to New York City. A Broadway show, a visit to Central Park, and, yes, shopping, are the standard agenda. Fadi and company only had a few Apple items under arm. But her countrymen often do way more damage, according to Sebastian Wurst, hotel manager at the elegant Hotel Plaza Atenei, a popular base of operations for vacationing Brazilians.
So if you went to like one of their rooms after they check out, you might find 20 boxes, like empty boxes from iPads, because these items are much more expensive over there, so they buy them here in bulk.
Brazilian visitors to New York City have increased over 500% since 2005, with more than 800,000 coming here in 2012, third behind the UK and Canada. They spent $2.4 billion in 2012. In that category, they take first place. Inflation and high sales taxes in Brazil are part of what's making New York City relatively cheap and therefore popular. Plus, of course, many Brazilians just have more money these days. Wurst says that his hotel, where rooms start at over $500 a night and go swiftly upward, has started to see Brazilians hosting destination events there.
We see a lot of private parties. They bring their own designers that create theme parties. We've had like a New Year's Eve party up in our penthouse where basically 10 people spend $15,000.
The Brazilians are the ones that throw a party. I have never seen parties like the ones that are thrown here.
João Coelho and his wife Clarissa Resende designed that 15 grand New Year's Eve party, which came complete with a Frank Sinatra impersonator, a makeup bar, and antique clocks for each guest that sounded at midnight.
The makeup bar was a huge success. The Frank Sinatra cover was also unexpected by the guests. As they walked in, the guy was already singing. Yeah, everybody loved it.
They've also put on a destination Baby It's Cold Outside wintertime brunch, ice skates and jars of maple syrup among the party favors, and a Lion King-themed day in New York City. Coelho and his wife just got into designing destination events a year ago, but say it now accounts for 30 or 40% of their business. Another high-end Sao Paulo travel agent told me that he's regularly called on to book VIP rooms in top-tier restaurants and clubs, and private tours of museums. Recently, he ran down last-minute tickets for a Sting show. He says his most challenging assignment was renting out an entire hotel. He'd rather not say which one. Enticements to New York City make it to Brazilian TV. In this show, Manhattan Connection, a ridiculously handsome Brazilian guy samples different bars and restaurants around town, including the Tony Brandy Library in Lower Manhattan.
Daqui a gente segue para Tribeca, num bar especializado em destilados escuros, a Brandy Library.
Enticed Brazilians can hop on frequent and relatively cheap flights between Sao Paulo and Rio and New York City. A good many of these travelers may be visiting their vacation homes. When U.S. real estate prices plummeted in 2008, many Brazilians snapped up second homes here. And, while those staying at his hotel often drop major cash all over town, Sebastian Wurst says that some of his guests binge on more mundane items, too.
I have one client that comes here and buys like 20 boxes of Ziploc bags because she loves them so much and apparently she can't get them at home.
Aspiring entrepreneurs, you heard it here. Sao Paulo Ziploc stores. For the world, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.